When our core wounds meet the physical world, it offers us the opportunity to heal from the trauma and the emotional wear and tear we have endured in this lifetime. How many core wounds are there to heal? In this podcast series, we will talk about them all: healing the emotional core wounding, including the mother wound, the primal wound, so we can walk in our medicine to be the healers that we all are. Join podcast host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod with her very special guest, Cornelia Stephanie. This podcast is one for the ages, living beyond the core wounds.
Hello, friends. I'm Susan Axelrod, the confidence coach, and I can say again, this podcast is one for the ages. The concepts that we are discussing in the podcast series are absolutely applicable for all generations, for all time. Cornelia and I both believe that what we voice out today can be healing both forward and backward. And that's what we're talking about today, healing the emotional core wounds. Every episode, we will be addressing a new core wound and its opposite. I am absolutely delighted to welcome back my friend, Cornelia Stephanie, to this discussion. Hi, Cornelia.
Hi, Susan. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today.
It always is, and I really have mentioned to you before that I'm sponsoring this podcast because it is in my values system to do things that have helped me, which I then know can help others. Also, I'm delighted to be working with you because of how much you live what it is that we're speaking about. And that is in the fullest authenticity. And so I really want to say I'm already loving our conversations.
You know what's so funny, Susan, is that what I'm feeling right now, and we've said this many times to each other before, I love us.
I love us. Exactly. So today, excuse me, we are going to be talking about the emotional core wound, I'm not worthy. Now, there are several core wounds that are listed in your book piece, The Flip Side to Anger. I cannot say, you can see what I've got going on here in the book. I cannot say how much this book has helped me. We're talking about emotional processing of core wounds. And I want to really ask you why it was that you felt that this was the one that we wanted to start with.
Well, the I'm not good enough, I'm not feeling good enough, or the one I'm not worthy. I think this is a major one for humanity, because there's a lot of the core wounds, right, that we're going to be speaking about. But I feel like the majority of people can relate to that, especially people that starting their own businesses or started their own businesses, people that really want to rise up and out of the matrix and create a better life for themselves to be emotionally and financially free. You have to believe and know, feel, I'm good enough for that. Mm-hmm. I feel good enough.
I just have to say, you know, it's not just for people starting their own businesses, but it is the basis of my work as a confidence coach, you know, is that you're in this core wound, but I didn't know it in the language, parlance, and experience that you teach and coach in until I started working with you. And I do believe that deep inside, probably everyone. And I don't usually speak about everyone, because usually I'm talking about just slices of humanity. But I believe that this one, perhaps all of them, but this one really does affect every person in some way, shape, or form, whether it's in their personal life or in their work life.
You know, the thing about not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, the reason why this is so important to heal and move beyond to the opposite side of that, because we live on a planet of duality, and it's always the polar opposite, the polarization of the experience that we're in, that we want to move out and transcend so that we can be in alignment with our truth. So the reason why this is so important, the feeling good enough, the I am worthy, the reason why that's so important is because we are making choices day in and day out, moment to moment, moment to moment, that is reflecting that belief that is buried in our subconscious that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not feeling good enough, I'm not feeling worthy. That was there. We talked about it in episode one, where we talked about, the negativity we were born into. That's what I'm referring to again. And you're going to hear me refer to again, because it's not true. It's not true that you're not worthy. It's not true that you're not good enough. That is negativity that we were conditioned into and bought into. It's not true. And we believed it. And we believed it. So in the spiral of evolution of where we're walking, we're either coming from walking in the new earth, coming from I am worthy and making choices and decisions that reflect that I am worthy, meaning that if you're working at a job and you have to go put on a presentation and there's some really powerful players in that room, you're not feeling good enough to go in there and do that presentation because you've got that core wound that still is actively playing out in the old world, in what you were born into, or you have already clearly cleared it out and decided that I am worthy. I know I am worthy. Because Susan, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is really when the word ridiculous is really true, to say, if I was to say to you, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, how ridiculous does that sound?
Yeah, to think about somebody else saying it to somebody else, it rubs against the senses. You know, it rubs against the senses when you put it that way.
Well, and you're saying it to yourself. This is the reason why it's planted in the subconscious, and you're living and acting and making choices on that. And if I sit there and say to you, you're not good enough, you don't deserve that big paycheck, you don't deserve to live your life in freedom, you don't deserve that great relationship, you don't deserve to be treated this way, you don't deserve it. If I said that to you, you would give me pushback and you would say, you know, you would rebel. And I've often thought about it. I often thought, should I be teaching reverse psychology here, talking about it in this way? But so many people are still living and acting from, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough to deserve that thing, whatever that
is. We have to really hit on this. I'm going to say this again because I really, the way you lay it out for us is so important, which is I'm walking the spiral of deep messaging that comes from, you know, deep down our earliest years where we hear things, we experience things. Sometimes it's beaten into us. Sometimes there are messages that are even lovingly shared with the best intention, but do create this still negative outcome. You're walking in these thoughts, you're experiencing them, and what's happening is then that reaction is coming to you, right? So you're walking in that, and that reaction is coming to you. The example that you gave, the story of the young professional who has to do a presentation where you've got C-level people in the room, and that experience of I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy of this, or I don't know enough, all those things rises up, and there's all that nervousness, anxiety, etc. for that person.
Yeah, and they don't realize that they actually have that this experience that is being presented to them is actually an opportunity for them to heal that wound and heal that, even shift that mindset, heal that wound and embody a new knowing, a new belief that first goes from I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough to I am worthy. But again, you're going to hear me talking about this in the spiral of evolution on this planet of duality. We've come from I'm not good enough to I am worthy. And, you know, many people are still stuck here in the I'm not good enough and are still thinking thoughts, making choices, whether it is the young entrepreneur, the young professional, or it is the woman that wants to have a partner that's not going to abandon her and abuse her, a woman that is ready to, you know, really be honored for the divine feminine person that she is, and she wants to be in a very loving, mutual, respective relationship, even that woman. And so it doesn't matter what it is, when that I'm not good enough gets activated through something, through an experience, whether it is from our money, work-related, relationship-related, wherever it's going to come up, but it's coming up so that you can heal from that, which was, again, brought from our childhood, and you can heal from that, and that you can deem yourself worthy. Because you're the only one that can deem yourself worthy or not. I can sit here and try to prove to you and tell you all day long how worthy you are, how amazing you are, how beautiful you are, how successful you are, how articulate you are, how awesome you are. I could tell you that all day long. But if you yourself don't have that in your subconscious and also feeling that in your emotional body, I am worthy and I'm living and acting and making choices on that, then you're still not, then you're still coming from the wounded place. And that's what we want to move beyond. So that's why any person that wants to heal this, you can heal it, because you have the abilities to deem yourself worthy, bring your conscious awareness to I'm not good enough, you know, that you want to clear that, and, you know, start embodying the belief of I am worthy. So
I want to revisit with some of this language, because there's the thoughts, right? The thoughts, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, the thoughts. And what we discussed in our last, in the introductory episode, and the work of what you just got to in the body are the feelings. So in your emotional processing, would you say in your work, in your the work that people do with you in this emotional processing experience, that maybe you start with a thought and you help them embody it?
Well, first, the way that the work that we do, it's in two sessions to clear an emotional core wound and embody the other. That's really what it is. It's clearing the emotional core wound. They're going to be the one clearing it. I'm going to support them in with what it is that we're clearing, and also tracking it back to however long this is going. And we're going to clear this completely all the way out. And then we're going to embody a new belief of, in the spiral of evolution, I am worthy. Because like I said, I can't deem you worthy or not. I know who you are. You're the most magnificent person that ever walked on the face of this earth, is my belief about whoever the person is, you. But do you believe that about yourself? So that's the whole thing, right? And so that's where you need to be realizing. So it's the thought that attaches to an emotion, that attaches to a belief, that I'm not worthy and that I'm not good enough, and that I make choices that reflect that belief. Or the thought that attaches to an emotion, that attaches to the belief that I am worthy and I deserve the infinite abundance that the universe is here to shower upon me. It's that belief. So which one are you acting on? Are you living and acting on? So when I first discovered this own emotional core wound of I'm not worthy, you know, I was discovering the core wounding of not feeling good enough. And so then I wasn't feeling good enough, and I'm not feeling good enough to receive this thing. I'm not feeling good enough to have this thing, to have this experience, to make this kind of money, to do the things that I want to do. I'm not feeling good enough. So then when I Googled and I looked up, what does it mean to be worthy? What does it mean to be worthy? What does that mean? And what I found, Susan, is that for a person to be worthy, they would have to feel respect, honor, and respect and honor. Pretty much that, those are the words, respect and honor. That is what it is. And so then when I'm looking at my own healing around this wound, do I respect myself? Do I honor myself? So when we say the words, I'm not feeling good enough, it's never even been examined, hasn't it? Because all we're doing is saying, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. And then I'm not acting on the opposite of it. I'm just doing this part, right? But you deserve honor. You deserve respect. You are worthy. Because even a little baby that's 6 months old has never written a book, has never given that speech, has never earned any money, deserves respect and deserves honor. Mm. That's where it's at, to really look at when we're saying those feelings, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. That's where they stopped. Go deeper. What does it mean? What are you trying to find out here, right? And that, what does it really mean to not be good enough?
Mm. And where does it come from? And you know, as you're talking, I do have a couple of different clients who have parents who were in addiction, alcohol addiction, and it's a much more common experience than I had previously realized. And that's where a child, even a 6-year-old or whatever, is sitting at a table and looking at the parent and feeling not seen, not heard, not felt, because the other person, the adult, the parent, is in that self-suppression that we talked about in the introductory episode, where we are suppressing and numbing our feelings. And so that's what we get, that wounding gets created and then and never processed emotionally. It just shows up later in these ideas and thoughts and experiences.
The world is always going to show you where you're vibrating, the frequency of what you're living. And the world is always going to show you by bringing back the movie scenes, by bringing back the experiences, whether you're applying for that job, you know, that's going to pay you that 100K or 200K salary or whatever it is that you're applying for, and you're afraid to go apply for that job because you don't feel good enough. What I'm wanting you to do is heal that wound, step into your I am worthy, go apply that job and get that job knowing that you absolutely 1000% deserve it. That's the difference, is that, you know, not feeling good enough. Again, remember what it is. You deserve respect. You deserve honor. You have skills. So you going to apply for that job, or you wanting to be in a relationship where you're being honored, held high and appreciated. It's because that's the relationship you have with yourself. That's part of the inner work. That's part of the emotional processing. It's not up to the person out there, the job or the people that are going to put you first. You have to put yourself first, right? You have to put yourself first. And then, you know, you might even have to communicate your boundaries, because depending on how deep that wound goes or how long you've been living that, you might have to communicate and stand up, especially when there's some subtle energies after having cleared the wound of I'm good enough to deserve this respect. I'm good enough and I'm worthy to receive all of the blessings and abundance that God, source, the universe has in store for me.
And so let's bring it up again. We're going to say this over and over and over, and I don't care, because I believe repetition is the best form of learning. We're going to say it again, and, you know, keep me on track. I don't want to be going off track, but it comes up for me when you say, what am I saying to myself? or what am I feeling? So I could even say words, some words that I was taught by a positivity coach or something. I could say words to myself, but this work is embodying that experience of the opposite of the core wounding, right? So there's that feeling. But I just want to say, as we're walking that spiral, right? We're just walking that spiral of life with even these, maybe might we call them unconscious or subconscious ideas and feelings, then we may not even realize it until maybe we hear a conversation like this and we say, oh, what am I experiencing? Why does that thing always happen to me? Why does that always happen? And it's coming back. And what we're talking about here today is that you can heal that core wound and then embody the opposite. I am worthy, not the arrogant, not in arrogance, but in actually the truest humility to be in your truth.
Yes. And that is exactly where we need to be. You know, we're not speaking to anyone here. We're not speaking to the ego at all. So, you know, we are here speaking truth. You know, you lit a candle earlier for us, Susan, which already is the truth. And it is, you know, what it is that we're here to support you with. And but you have to feel worthy. You have to feel in your truth. You have to feel, you know, you have to feel that you're deserving. And only once you've made those, once you've done that healing work around all of that, like I said, you're the one that's going to deem yourself worthy or not worthy. In the old spiral of evolution, we walk that path of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. And then we attracted to us experiences, situations, people, events that reflected that back to us to show us that we are not. And that was our evidence. And that is our story. And that is the story we were living and telling. But now you're making the shift. And ladies, for those of you that are possibly in midlife and you're listening to this, you know, you probably have children. And you probably even raised your children with the same I'm not good enough template program, right? And it's okay because that's part of our evolution growth. And your children did sign up to, you know, have this experience themselves. So that's kind of cool. But the work that you're doing now on yourself can heal, like Susan said in the opening of the show, forward and backward. And even the children that are alive today that you raised, and maybe they have the I'm not good enough too, and that the work that you're doing on yourself today can support them in their healing as well.
Are there, something just came up for me. If somebody, are there certain emotions that are connected to certain wounds? Like if somebody experiences anger management or somebody experiences you know, anxiety, or somebody experiences, you know, whatever kind of emotions on the negative side of the feeling scale, depressive, perhaps. Are there certain emotions that come up with certain core wounds, or negative emotions come up from any core wound?
Well, even a person that is feeling not good enough to take a quantum leap, to take that next step, to make that phone call, to want a better life for themselves, to choose higher, to, they could experience anxiety. They could experience anxiety. They could experience fear. They could experience depression, right? They could experience all of those emotions. You know, David Hawkins had the scale of consciousness, you know, anxiety is on the lower scale of consciousness of, you know, again, because what is anxiety? It's fear. I'm anxious about something happening in thought, that something's going to happen, and I'm anxious about that, and I'm fearful about that. But you as a conscious creator, which is one of the opposites of the core wound victim, which we'll talk about in the upcoming episodes, is you can heal your own anxiety. This is what we're talking about here with healing the core wounds. You are the healer. I'm not going to be healing you because your body is capable and able to heal itself. And with your conscious awareness and your willingness to go deep and feel the pain that was there, you know, when it comes to the I am not good enough core wound, I never felt that to be really painful in my body. It was kind of like, you know, it wasn't really that painful. Just like even the victim core wound wasn't that painful either in the emotional body. But the betrayal and the abandonment was very painful.
Now, basically what you're helping us to understand is that's how that was your experience, and that in working with you or in people's work for themselves, they may have whatever experience they're going to have. Because what you said was, I didn't feel it as painful.
Right. And it's just going to be pretty much up to them. Just like, you know, we're all in different places. There's no judgment here. There's no judgment, because the only thing that's really important is that you return to your magnificence and that you start living and acting from that place, living beyond the core wounds. Because the children of today, you know, looking into the future ahead, they're not going to know what is betrayal. They're not going to know what is abandonment. They're not going to know what these things are. They will ask later on, what was that about? What does that mean? It's because we healed it. And we came here to feel all of this crap, if you will, and clear it out and clear out the toxicity. Because remember, we came here to be in our magnificence, to be in our highest self, to be honoring and respecting each other, who we are in our beingness. Right, Susan?
Yes, but you know what's interesting? I feel the energy when you just said that. I feel empathically universal energy. You said we came here to be our best. We came here to be in our highest self. But what came back to me energetically just now was all the energy of the I'm not worthy. Okay. That's what just happened to me. Like when I said that, I could feel people thinking or maybe feeling, well, that's not me. Like, I'm not really good enough for that, or that doesn't apply to me. I have to experience this negative thing that I'm in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And so, you know, I want to just invite anyone, if you want to work with me to support you and how to clear this out, I will be happy to do that. But you don't need me to do it. So here's another way that you can do it. You can do it yourself. And that is also something that you can do. You can just look at the belief, I'm worthy, I'm not worthy. You can look at those two beliefs. And then you can uninstall the I'm not worthy belief and take it out and install I am worthy. When I say install, putting it here in your subconscious, you're putting it there. And now you're going to live and act from a place of I am worthy with every choice and decision you make. So if you're not feeling confident about what I'm saying to you here, like, I don't feel like I can do that, or I feel like I'm not going to really trust myself in that or whatever, then feel free to reach out to me. People, you know, it's a two session situation where one, I show you how to do it, and we really clear it all the way back to, you know, track it all the way back. And then we install the new I am worthy. So you can text me at 360-941-5783. And then we'll set up a conversation and a call. I want to leave you with these questions to ask yourself. Because like I said, you don't need me to do it. You can do it yourself. And you can begin by processing your emotions. So here's some questions to ask yourself to feeling worthy, to begin the process. Who and what are your triggers? What are your relationships mirroring to you? Meaning that, are your relationships showing you, I value you, I honor you, I appreciate you? Are those reflections coming back from those relationships? Because that's also a part of, you know, when we're not feeling good enough, we have certain people in our lives that show us we're not good enough. We get abused, or we get talked down to, or we don't get seen. this is what's happening. So how do you know that? So what are your relationships mirroring to you? And always look at, you know, at the end of every day, releasing and letting go of everything that's no longer serving you, and let everything fall away out of your energy field that is no longer in harmony with your new becoming, who you are, and release that and let that go. But word it out, speak it out, that I'm releasing and letting go of everything that's no longer serving my highest path. That is a very powerful statement right there with your emotional processing. Okay, and in which areas of your life do you desire more peace? Which areas, you know, is it in work? Is it in the way that you respond to things? Is it in the way that you think and talk about yourself? What areas is it that you want to have more peace? Is it peace in the moment? But again, bringing that conscious awareness to yourself right now, that is part of you stepping into your I am worthy. I am peace. I am love. I am abundant. I am prosperous. And as I'm saying all of these things, I feel those things also, because that is the emotional body. That is where I live. So it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter what the outside world is doing, because I am those things.
I just want to tell you that just now, when you said it that time, because of our conversation, because of our coming here, because of our commitment, because of our experience, our expertise, our energy, and our deepest desire to help people be in their highest and best, as you always say, I felt that maybe we did clear a little bit. Empathically, the energy that came back was a good energy. My hands are on my heart, you know, in the heart connection of that energy. And so these affirmations that we say to ourselves could begin as thoughts, but as we learn to embody them, you said session one is clearing the core wound and session two is embodying, then we begin to bring it in to our, you know, to our bodies. How do we feel about this? So listen, we came to the end of our time. I want to say to our viewers and our listeners, I hope that you will listen to this discussion over and over. I encourage you to do what I'm doing. I'm taking notes in different places. I got, you know, here, even still participating in this conversation. I encourage you to bring it in for yourself, to activate yourself. Why? Because you are worthy. You are worthy of feeling better. What were you going to say?
I just can't imagine a conscious being that is conscious and aware that they are not feeling worthy and not feeling good enough. Because if you remember the truth that you are magnificent and that you are so much more than you thought you were, the idea that you're not, to me, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's really how I feel, Susan. It's like, are you, you know, those are the choices and decisions we have to make with that feeling and that knowing that, yeah, it's, you know, and every person, again, it comes down to, do you respect yourself? Do you respect and honor and value yourself? And just compare yourself. We know we never want to compare, but compare yourself to a little six-month-old baby and look at that baby and see if that baby deserves a good life and value and honor and respect, even though it hasn't achieved or proved or anything. So I ask you that question. You are the same.
So this is just so much. I'm loving our conversations. I already cannot wait for our next episode, in which we are going to discuss what Cornelia calls the mother wound, which is about your inner child. I also do work in this area. I've done so much inner work myself in this area. I work with clients in this area, and I'm really already looking forward to it, Cornelia. Thank you so much for your time today. And I really can't wait for our next conversation.
I just want to thank you from the soul of my heart for you know, sponsoring this episode, but also for being the number one sponsor in the KS Media Group app. Those of you that want positivity and well-being at your fingertips, download the KS Media Group app from your App Store, your Play Store, create your free account, and you're going to find us in there. We've got articles, we've got podcasts, we have so much. And Susan is our number one sponsor of the KS Media Group app. I want to thank you so much.
And thank you. And I'm sponsoring it because of all of these reasons. I'm putting my money and my energy and my effort where my values are. And that's why I'm so happy to sponsor it. And I encourage people to find the app in their Play Store, download it. And you can find this podcast there and many other inspired podcasts and articles and much motivational information. Okay, friend, thank you so much. I will see you next time.
Thank you.